Mrs. Harbert leaned over Jimmy's shoulder, staring at the paint gleaming under fluorescent lights. She cleared her throat and asked, "Jimmy, could you explain this?" Jimmy didn't pause from his industrious application of red paint. "This is my father, my mother, my sister, and me. I didn't put my baby brother in because he isn't here yet." Pools of red dribbled under the feet of each grotesque figure. Mrs. Harbert spoke, a faint wobble in her voice. "Why do they all have fangs and claws, dear?" "They're monsters." The simplicity of the response chilled her. "Are they not nice to you?" "No, miss. They're just monsters." Again, a matter-of-fact answer delivered without emotion. She tried once more, despite an instinctive dread of what she feared he might be. "If they're your family, surely you should have fangs and claws as well, not an axe." She smiled, attempting to project warmth. Jimmy did not turn to look at her. It was almost as though he was afraid of doing so, of what he might see if he did. "No, miss. I need the axe because I'm a monster hunter." He bent his head towards the painting, diligently dabbing red paint along the blade's edge. 185 days later. Grace Newbolt leaned across the table, watching as this young boy, freckled complexion, cowlicks everywhere, drew careful circles all over a photo of his baby brother. Dr. Newbolt had questioned the investigating detective's sanity when he suggested showing the autopsy photos of the infant to Jimmy as part of her assessment. She resisted, but took the photos all the same. Over the course of the interview, Dr. Newbolt had noted several textbook signs of psychopathy, elevated intelligence even for a six-year-old, absent emotional responses, lack of empathy with others. When asked why he did not feel sad that his baby brother was dead, Jimmy had shrugged and said, "He was a monster." That particular response led Dr. Newbolt to open the folder and spread the photos across the table. Livid shades of blue and red clashed with the gentle pastel curves of the juvenile interview room. Each photo documented some hideous detail of baby Ethan's death. She watched Jimmy's face for some flicker of emotion, but the boy seemed carved from marble. Shuffling through the photos, she selected the coroner's full body shot of Ethan on the postmortem table. After the death, but before the autopsy, she wasn't entirely sadistic. Dr. Newbolt slid it across the table until it rested in front of Jimmy's crossed arms. She placed a marker pen next to the photo. "Show me." Jimmy picked up the pen and bent over the picture. Dr. Newbolt watched with interest, noting how the circles seemed to cluster around the joints. She waited until he was finished and slid the photo back to herself, spinning it to face her and the video camera angled behind her shoulder. Glancing at the large one-way mirror which dominated the room, she asked, "What am I looking at, Jimmy? All I see are a bunch of circles around bruises." "The bruises are from when I tried to push the spikes back in, but they came out anyways." Jimmy spun the pen on the table. Fixated on the rotation, he didn't look up at her exasperated sigh. "I'm sorry, Jimmy, but you're going to have to be more specific. I don't see the world the way you do." Jimmy stopped the pen mid-spin. "I tried to show my mother and father the monster parts on Ethan, but I forgot that they're monsters too." His hand clenched around the marker, and Dr. Newbolt heard his knuckles pop. "They washed him to get rid of my marks, said I was seeing things, said that I should remember to take my medicine every day." His eyes were red-rimmed with fatigue, the only indication of his humanity. She kept her voice soft. "Jimmy, tell me what you see." She examined the circles that bubbled all over the photo and blinked, struggling to clear her sudden double vision. Jimmy sighed and with the end of the marker pointed to the infant's elbows. "That's where the spikes are sticking out, and there," indicating the ankles, "were bone spurs, sort of like Wolverine." The pen jabbed at the neck. "Scales were growing here, and a bony collar, like my mother has." Dr. Newbolt stared at the photo, double vision growing worse with every moment. Jimmy's eyes turned cold again. He had to die. There's too many of them already. Wiping at her eyes to clear the blurring, she glanced at Jimmy to find him still staring at her. He peered through the tousled fringe on his forehead, eyes glinting in the harsh lights. Dr. Newbolt had the distinct impression she was being appraised, judged by this monster, hidden inside a slight blonde six-year-old boy. She realized that she didn't want to be found lacking. Not by this kid. Her heart sped up in unnamed fear of what might happen to her as a result. His eyes pierced her own. "You're not a monster," he said. "You're the first human I've met." Dr. Newbolt frowned at him, puzzled. She looked down at the photo to escape the boy's stare. She couldn't stop the gasp. In the center of each circle, bone spikes, scales, and spurs, just as Jimmy described, emerged from a haze like an instant photo developing. Her breath came in gulps as she tried to quell the nausea. For the first time, Jimmy smiled at her. "You're a human like me. You can see the monsters, too." He nodded his approval, and his eyes moved to the mirror where the soundproofing failed to contain the rising chorus of roars and snarls. Jimmy circled the pen in the air between them. "Shall we show them their monsters together?"